School bell tells us it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we are now ready for class session 477. And we're going to be talking about what the children of Israel learned at Sinai, but for most of this class, we're going to be talking about the intervening events that took place from the time that the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea until the time they get to Mount Sinai. Now, the focus of this lesson is about Moses teaching the children of Israel and reminding them of these things on the plain of Moab before they cross over Jordan into the Promised Land. And so this, we're going to be taking some of our readings now from the book of Deuteronomy as we are doing this. You may want to turn to your Bibles, to the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 9 will be the first reading, then I'll have a little reading from chapter 8. You may also want to mark in the New Testament 1 Corinthians and look for chapters 9 and 10, and we'll be reading from there in just a moment as well, and from the book of Numbers and other passages that describe those intervening events from the Red Sea to Mount Sinai. Now, while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson. It was printed by the Williams Printing Company for the Sunday schools of February the 3rd, 1924, written by the beloved old preacher E. A. Elam. Let's turn to Elam's notes and see what he has to say about these intervening events. We read that it was 40 years since the children of Israel left Egypt to the time of this lesson in Deuteronomy 2 and verse 7, and 38 years since the report of the spies at Kadesh Barnea, when God turned them back to wander in the wilderness until all the generations of the men of war should die, Deuteronomy 2 and verse 14. Let us note here some of the important events which occurred between the crossing of the Red Sea and the turning back from Kadesh Barnea, namely, complaints or murmurings up to the tenth time, sweating the water, sweetening the water, sending quail, giving the manna, bringing water from the rock, the war with the Amalekites, the appointment of judges to assist Moses giving the law, making and worshiping the golden calf, constructing the tabernacle, and sending the spies in their report. Through lack of faith, the Israelites rebelled against the commandment of Jehovah and believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice at Kadesh Barnea. We read in Deuteronomy 9:22-24, and at Taberah, and at Mesa, and at Kibroth Hattaavah, ye provoked Jehovah to wrath. And when Jehovah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandment of Jehovah your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. You have been rebellious against Jehovah from the day that I knew you. Well, God turned them back for 38 years of wandering in the wilderness. God did this to humble them and to prove them, to know what was in their hearts, whether they would keep his commandments or not. We read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 2-5, thou shalt remember all the way which Jehovah thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble thee and prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or not. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man doth not live by bread only, but by everything that proceedeth out of the mouth of Jehovah doth man live. And thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. And thou shalt consider in thy heart, as a man chasteneth his son, so Jehovah thy God chasteneth thee. God is training and developing his children now in the church, the school of Christ, for heavenly Canaan. And they should not complain or murmur as did Israel of old. Let me read this, what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 23. And I'll be reading on into chapter 10 and verse 13. And this has to do now with the church and what we can learn from the children of Israel. Paul wrote, "And I do all things for the gospel's sake, that I may be a joint partaker thereof. Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth in the games exerciseth self-controlled in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run as not uncertainly, so I fight not as beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after I have preached unto others, I myself should be rejected." 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 1. "For I would not, brethren, have ye ignorant, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of a spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Howbeit, with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them, it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us make trial of the Lord, as some of them made trial and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them murmured and perished by the destroyer. Now these things happened unto them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it." The most important events which occurred between Kadesh Barnea and this lesson are as follows. The Sabbath breaker was stoned to death. We read about that in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verses 32 through 36. "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in a ward, because it had not been declared what should be done to him. And Jehovah said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him to death with stones, as Jehovah commanded Moses. That surely must have made an impression upon them, that when God says something, God means that, and you do not take lightly the words of God. So on the way from Kadesh Barnea, the Sabbath breaker was stoned to death." And then there's this rebellion that we read about, of Korah, the Levite, and Dathan, Abram, On, the son of Reuben, with 250 princes of the congregation, men of renown, a rebellion against Moses and Aaron, and then the destruction of the 250 by fire, while the earth swallowed up Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and their families and their goods. And then we read about the plague that destroyed 14,700 in Numbers chapter 16. Let me read to you about that plague. I'm going to turn in my American Standard Version to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. You can hear the pages. Numbers chapter 16. And we'll read this chapter as we have time left in our class. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the congregation, called to the assembly, men of renown. And they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and Jehovah is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself above the assembly of Jehovah? Numbers chapter 16 and verse 4. And when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all the company, saying, In the morning Jehovah will show who are his and who is holy, and he will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he shall choose will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take ye censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire in them, and put incense upon them before Jehovah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Jehovah doth choose, he shall be holy. You take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear ye now, ye sons of Levi. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself, and to do service of the tabernacle of Jehovah, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them, and that he hath brought thee near, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee? And seek ye the priesthood also? Therefore thou and all thy company are gathered together against Jehovah and Aaron. What is he that ye murmur against him? Exodus 16 and verse 12. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram and the sons of Eliab, and they said, We will not come up. It is a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness. But thou must needs make thyself also a prince over us. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of the fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth, Numbers 16 and verse 15, and said unto Jehovah, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before Jehovah, thou, and they, and Aaron tomorrow. And take ye every man his censer, and put incense on them, and bring ye before Jehovah every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron each his censer. And they look every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood at the door of the tent of the meeting with Moses and Aaron. And Korah assembled all the congregation against them to the door of the tent of meeting. And the glory of Jehovah appeared unto all the congregation. We're going to have to stop our reading at this time, and we'll take this up in the next class. Mark in your Bible, Numbers chapter 16 and verse 20. And I'll reintroduce this, and we'll finish reading this. It's so good to have you a student. The class may now be dismissed.